Kenya Thompson, she is the North Callaway School District Superintendent, and good morning to you.
Good morning, Matt.
Well, we're certainly glad to have you in here in the summertime as, you know, kids are out of school for the most part, except for summer school is going on. You've had pretty decent numbers over there for summer school?
Yeah, summer school is running about how it did last year, but it's just good to wrap up that first year and kind of wrap up my first year as a superintendent, so it's a good time to be a Thunderbird.
Absolutely. I know one big project that is getting ready to get started is the construction of a new elementary school for the North Callaway School District. Kind of bring us up to date on that a little bit this morning.
Yeah, so our voters graciously approved Propositions N and C in April, and we have hit the ground running, and so we are currently in the schematic design phase, and we've gotten feedback from teachers, from students, from just members of our community, and we are looking to put those documents together so we can go out to bid in October. So if you drive by right now, you might see a surveyor or a land engineer really preparing that site for what the future could be for the Thunderbirds.
No doubt about it. And one other thing that kind of has been a buzz on social media this week, people all around talking about this, North Callaway School District students are, they're not going to have to purchase any school supplies for the upcoming school year. Kind of tell us a little bit about that, if you will.
Yeah, it's a really exciting, actually. So no family or student in our district will need to purchase school supplies for the 24-25 school year. They'll need tennis shoes and a backpack, but other than that, we're taking care of the rest. And so it is due to kind of some very generous donations within our community. United Security Bank, the family of Ron O'Donnelly, the Avaz Creative Arts Program, and the family of Walter Schubert are all giving back to our community and offering free school supplies for every student. So when you think about a family who might have 2 and 3 kids in our district, this is a huge benefit. Running into August, we know inflation is putting a squeeze on families, and this is just an opportunity for us to really say thank you because of these very generous patrons. And so one of the things that we hope comes out of it is that families who do have the means or who do wish to take what they would have spent on school supplies can actually make a donation, and that would then roll over to the 25-26 school year. So we hope to kind of build a tradition of giving in our community, so hopefully this becomes a new Thunderbird tradition that we can do on an annual basis.
Very cool thing going on there. You received some more good news this week. Missouri Highway Patrol had released the school bus inspections. They do this every year. North Callaway, though, had some pretty good numbers. As a matter of fact, I think you guys presented 20 buses and received a 95% approval rating, and that was a pretty good increase from last year.
Yeah, absolutely. So I can't say enough about our transportation department, especially our lead mechanic, Darren Terrence. He does a great job. Prior year, we had almost 98 infractions, and this year we were down to 1. And if you think about one small thing on a fleet of 20 buses, we're doing a pretty good job ensuring the safety of our students and our drivers. And so, like all districts, I'm going to put a plug, we still need school bus drivers, right, for next year. So if there's somebody out there who's interested, we have a very safe fleet for our students, and it's a positive work environment. So we're just grateful that people work really hard in our district and take a lot of pride and ownership in that.
And people interested in that, they can reach out to your central office over there. Is that right, for more info? Or?
Absolutely. If somebody wants to come, I test drove a bus the other day because even I might get in the mix a little bit. So we're just looking for people who are willing to come out and have a positive relationship with students in our district. But I would be remiss if I didn't do a plug while I was on here, Matt, for some school bus drivers.
All right. Absolutely. Well, we certainly appreciate you coming through. Everything else going good for you over at North Callaway, right?
Yeah. So as we head into the 24-25 school year, we're really encouraged and excited. Our staffing numbers are looking a lot more positive than they were a year ago. We still have some teaching openings, just like other places, but we have kind of stabilized our teaching staff for the next year, and I think a lot of that is because our community voted to believe in our teachers, and it's a direct reflection of the support that they feel from the voters and the patrons of our district. And so it's exciting when you see that job list shrink. We still have some openings, right, and we're always seeking talented, awesome people to join our team, but we feel pretty positive headed into the 24-25 school year.
All right. Certainly appreciate the update. Always enjoy chatting with you.
Yep. Thanks so much, Matt.